What meaning does that have? What's the real
Nothing.
Meaning?
That's just it. The Queen is saying, we don't recognize the flags of Australia. We don't recognize anything. We never had a contract to recognize. We don't have loyal title to Australia. We killed the Aborigines and we stole their land. We built our buildings and our roads on top of it. And we haven't paid docking fees to put the road on the in Australia. They owe the Aborigines 173 years of back rent to dock their vessels on the land. That's about a $40 trillion paycheck for the Aborigines.
You think this was knowingly done?
Yes, it was. I can prove it. We did the same thing in Hawaii and the same thing in New Zealand. See, the unique thing about Australia, New Zealand, Hawaii, the Philippines, all these small places where Cook showed up and then the English showed up afterwards, the English, it might have been an English ship, but it was controlled by the post office. This is all about the post office, folks, from 1800 all around the world, all these sailing trips that took place. And these declarations that showed up, it was always the post office. What's the first thing that happens? One, the ship shows, the post office shows, rather, the ship shows up, and it's always a military vessel. All military captains on a vessel are masons and postmasters. And they take their orders from the Masonic order in Bern, Switzerland, and the Vatican, and the Central Masonic Lodge in London. I don't care what government you're working with, it's all controlled by the central post office. Then as a Mason, they use the philosophies to control people, and they initiate the kings and the queens of those jurisdictions that they go into. They tell them they will give them anything they want and teach them all these philosophies to manage people and be successful. But when they join the Masons, they have to give up and surrender their king and queen titles and do what the Masons tell them. The Masons will then compensate them and give them the royalty and all of the fluff that makes them look all powerful. Because the other people that control the banks, which is the money, control the shipping, the commerce, the import, the export, that do the engineers, that bring in educated people that have engineering technology. You put all these things together, every one of them are Masons. They keep, that's where the secret society issue comes in. They all work together to honor the head Mason, who is the king or the queen, but that's the puppet. He gets all the flack. He gets all the honor that comes with the flack, while the postmaster, who is the postmaster general, runs everything, which is the port authorities, the money, and the transportation. Everybody wants to move. Everybody wants a freedom of movement. Nobody wants to sit in one place. You get bored. Boredom is a real bad pill to swallow. So the postmaster is going to make travel, build nice roads, and get the population, establish voting, and then put all these toys out there that you're going to vote on because you like your freedoms. You like your running water and your shower and your 200-channel TV and all these things at the expense of the people who own the land. But then the people who own the land, if they were stubborn enough to fight them, they all died of some natural cause prematurely. And then the rest of the people that can't fight the technology. You watched the news last night. Falkland Islands. They just discovered they have 60 billion barrels of oil off the Falkland Islands that the British are going to drill. The Argentine government is up in uproar because they claim that the Falkland Islands belongs to them, but they don't have the technology or the money to go to another war with Britain. Because Britain's got nukes and they got missiles and they got enough toys to do a lot of damage to Argentina.
You mean they need a plenipotentiary judge to give him a hand?
I could go down there, yes, and with a contract, I could say, this is illegal, boys and girls. Show us your contract. You're trespassing. This is an international violation. But England's a small island, and they need, you know, England's pulling this, we got squatters' rights because we got bigger guns and bigger clubs. That don't make it right. But that's always been the case. That's what they did here in Australia. That's what they did in New Zealand.
Okay, back to syntax. On the word to, you've got 1.9. Does that mean it's a future tense
word?
Of the adverb?
It's not only it's an adverb, but it's a future tense word, which makes the flag to be a future tense verb. So they're not only dishonoring the fact that it's a fact, they're taking the fact and they're changing it into something it isn't, and then they're moving it off into the future, so there's no now-time jurisdiction to say, we did a now-time violation. That's why all the twos come in. The United States Constitution has a Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights says you have the right to travel, the right to write, the right to read, the right to propagate. You have all these freedoms. Why? In two? Every single one of them starts with two, which means it's all in the future. We have no now-time rights. And the minute I said that, and I published that all over the place, the United States government goes ahead and they drop the World Trade Center and say, all your rights are gone, folks. You got to go through security, and everything is corporate. You want to walk into this building? You don't own it. You're going to be a trespassing individual. You need a passport. You know, Russell and I went to Europe. Russell mailed himself. He put a postage stamp and a flag on his chest, and he mailed himself to Europe. Went down to the post office, sent his body registered mail, put a registered mail sticker on him, signed his name across it, and he mailed himself to Paris. First time in the history, since in 100 years, that somebody transported himself, a live body, between point A and point B of a foreign government and got away with it. And the reason he got away with it, and this is really weird, as the 747 landed in Paris, all of the immigration and custom officers went on strike. So he had six supervisors to handle 4,000 immigrants coming through the gates. We were backed up for a half a mile. I mean, this is really a... And they just opened the gates and they let everybody walk through, including Russell. They just said, hold up your passport as you walk through. And Russell was with me. And the guy goes, wait a minute, where's his passport? I says, he's a postmaster and he's mailed himself to Paris. I'm a postmaster and I'm in charge of my cargo, and I've signed my name across his registered mail sticker. All right, you can go.
How did he get?
And that got back to the United States Postal Service and the State Department that Russell had mailed himself. Every judge in America was notified about this. It was quite the route.